Mood hats for sale, mood hats for sale. Four different colors, which are four different moods.
Excuse me, where did you obtain those mood hats from? My nephew was selling those mood hats.
Oh, really, miss? You look too young to have a nephew that age, but I guess good looks must run in the family. As a matter of fact, he made a deal with me to sell them for him. I guess he's worried about that girl up there on the needle.
Oh, you mean Clove. That's one of his little girlfriends. Me and my sister Linda met her on the ferry. He's a good kid, Skeeter, but like most men, he can't make up his mind which woman he loves.
Oh, well, maybe he'll change, you know. Some men mature with age.
Takes men a long time to mature. Then they die.
Well, some men mature a few decades before that. I could offer you a mood hat on the house, would you?
Oh, no, that's okay. I have one in my purse. Here, I'll model it for you.
Oh, that's very becoming. It's blushing coral. I think that means that you're in a receptive mood.
Oh, really? I have to go. I see that news crew has my sister. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hope we meet again. What an intriguing man.
Mood hats for sale. Mood hats for sale. Four different colors. It's your four different moods.
Excuse me. I'm trying to get to this. That's what he's got my sister. This news crew's got my sister. Excuse me, Leonard. Excuse me. I'm trying to get to my sister. Excuse me.
So, Linda, as a member of the aging generation, would you say that Clove is a product of her exy age, with no commitment to the future, ready to plunge from the sky as it darkens with eve, and spark what could be the biggest self-sacrificing soiree since Jonestown?
I think you're spreading some very dark magic around this space.
Needle.
What?
Needle, Leonard. It's a space needle.
Right. But I don't think that my son, Ezekiel...
You mean Skeeter.
What?
He prefers to be called Skeeter.
Right. I don't think my son would fall for a little Jemina Jones. Okay, dig it. I've met Clove, and I think she's a little witch. Unpracticed, maybe. But I think she's on to some heavy magic, and ultimately I think it's going to outweigh yours.
Right on, sister. Harper, what are you doing talking to these tired 30-somethings when we've got scads of clueless youth to interview? I've got Alyssie here. Alyssie, what are you doing in Seattle? Were you a big fan of Kurtz?
Huh? Oh, I totally forgot it was like all near the anniversary of his death and like that. No, I mean, I feel for the dude and all like that, and I guess In Utero is a good album, but I like to rave.
Then why did you come here?
I don't know. It's complex. It's just a feeling in the air, yeah. Everyone says there's supposed to be a rave, but no one knows for sure. Do you know?
No. Next. Hold it one hot second. Alyssie, why are you and so many of your flummox co-generators wearing those nauseous making hats?
Harper, widen your attention span. These are mood hats. They change four different colors, which are four different moods. Later.
Later, Alyssie. You, what's your name?
Kim?
What are you looking for?
The clown convention?
What?
The clown convention is for people that love everything to do with clowns, just simply adore them, like oil paintings of clowns, and pictures of clowns, and needlepoint embroideries of clowns, and clown heads, clown masks, clown faces, clown shoes, disembodied clown heads. Do you know where it is?
No. Next. Hey, you. What's your name?
Jamil.
Jamil, you look grungy. Are you here to emulate and self-immolate for the king of grunge?
Who? Oh, you mean Kurt. Nah, dude was a good musician, I wager, and all like that, but we're here to find out where the rave is.
Rave? What is this rave? Don't you think it's a strange coincidence that you're all here in Seattle so close after the anniversary of Cobain's suicide and now Clove Carnelian is up the needle threatening to jump?
I guess it's kind of rare, but most assuredly we didn't come here because of that. I mean, In Utero is a good album, I suppose, but... If you look around, like me, most of the people in this crowd, we're into rave, and, like, Kurt could have kind of stayed underground, and we wouldn't have really bothered him.
But, Harper,
Donnie, baby, I've got Professor Rudolph Snaildrake here, famed star of the public TV program Nine Brilliant Men. Professor, what are you doing here in Seattle? Were you a fan of Kurt's?
No, actually, I'm here to visit a colleague of mine, a marine biologist.
Oh, and what's that dude's name?
She isn't a dude, and I'd rather not say a personal visit, both married, that sort of thing.
And what do you think about this conflagration round the needle O space? Do you think the psychotine is going to plunge?
I'd like to differ, if I may, from that prediction. I've been given to understand that the girl has visions, which some would insist upon calling hallucinatory, of Brussels sprouts, the vine or twine, as it were, Brassica oleracea, Gemifera variety, this being North America. And I think if one were to look closely at the needle right now, one would notice it is emanating into somewhat greenish hue. So though I'm certain a great number of my colleagues will quite sharply disagree with what I'm about to say, particularly those mired in the old science, I nonetheless feel compelled to put forward that perhaps this girl is neither suffering from a form of psychosis nor suicidal tendencies, but merely vibrating at a more morphically resonant frequency than others of us. Suppose for a moment that this needle is less a pin thrust into an inert field of matter, and more precisely like the needle of a compass, subject to magnetic fields which girdle the Earth's sphere. Whereas Newton once thought that gravitational pull emanated from the heavens. Now, of course, we understand that isn't the case at all. We understand that this attraction stems from the Earth's magnetism. Quantum physics has established electromagnetic fields. So, thus, just as a piece of metal can gain or lose magnetism without weighing any less or more, so too a soul can pass in or out of a body, or a plant, constituting a field around it. I would propose that Miss Carnelian has reawakened a dormant energy field around the Brussels sprout plant, and that this field, or soul, if you like, is morphically resonating with that of the dead, what was he, folk singer, whatever, in a most animated fashion. In fact, she stands a very good chance of transcending old-style mechanistic physics altogether, once and for all. What is he talking about? Donnie, look!
Back up the truck, Sophie. I'm backing it, bye, old girl. Have you got your string?
I've got mine. Palacio, Carlito, have you got yours?
Si.
Let him go. Look at it go. Oh, it's gorgeous. Look at it.
What is it?
It's big, it's fluffy, it's green. Oh, so green. It's infinitely layered, it's firm, it floats. It floats, look. It's floating to the top of the needle. Oh, it's going to be burst. To the needle point. No. It's listing to the left. Clove Carnelian is stepping onto the giant floating Brussels sprout and descending through the fog, escorted by a cotillion of friendly seagulls. She's floating. Where is she going?
It's a fucking miracle. Near as I can tell, she's headed toward Puget Sound. I sure am glad little Clover made it out alive. I care about that kid, you know?
Oh. You know her?
Oh, yeah, I gave her a ride, my boat, you know, partway up the coast.
Oh, you're on a boat?
Well, just pleasure craft, you know, when I'm away from business, you know?
And what business are you in?
Agricultural engineering.
Linda Fry, occult studies. I practiced. Clove is just one of my son's little girlfriends.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, Lynn.
Linda, come on. Sorry, had to take her away. Bye-bye. Sorry, hon. That businessman was giving me scurvy energy. Stay away from businessmen, hon. Look what happened to me with Paul.
Well, I don't usually like establishment types, but I thought he was kind of sexy.
Oh, no. I swear, they all dress exactly the same. He had the exact same suit as Paul.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Donnie, look! Her hat is changing colors!
Yes, and if I might interject, it is vibrating not coral, puce, magenta, or azul, the four colors for which it is programmed, but it is, in fact, vibrating at a fifth color.
Green! That's right, and if you look around, Donnie, everyone's hat, including the professor's here, is changing to that color.
I feel sick. How did this happen? Who are these old ladies? Who are you?
Violet Smith, dear. Who on earth are you?
Don Malastralia.
Hi, Don. Sophie Flax, famous artist. Heard of me?
No? Do you have a gallery in New York?
This is Sophie Flax. All of her work has already been collected in museums. She ought to be dead by now. This is her latest piece. My final piece. My fin de siècle. My grace note.
What is it?
Donnie, it's a Brussels sprout.
No, God damn it! I was afraid of that. God damn it! You work so hard. You sweat and toil for months and months and months to create something, and then everybody comes. They say, "Oh, it's glorious! Oh, we love it." Do they understand it? No, they completely misinterpret it. Can't anybody tell? It's female orgasm. See how dense it is, and yet so buoyant and so free.
Female what?
Donnie, baby. Que pasa?
It's just everything was going so well for so long with those Miami South Beach high fashion mass suicides and that suicide by numbers by that artist Jeffy Jimson in New York. Now, here was a true artist. He killed himself, and then this girl just goes along and steps onto this thing and floats away.
What's the trouble, dear? Aren't you a journalist? Isn't this a good story for you?
No, this is a special program.
What sort of program is it? Say, aren't you on that tedious public television program?
Yes, I'm afraid so. It is somewhat tedious, but pays rather handsomely.
Go away! Everyone, go away!
Donnie, viewers, we'll be right back.
What's your program about, Don?
Suicides. I need suicide stories, not mirror-fucking-cults.
Suicide? We've got suicide stories, haven't we, Soph? Good Christ, there must have been half a dozen suicides on the Tricot farm alone. Right, Soph?
Sure. Loads of them. The 50s were a good decade for suicide. McCarthy helped with that.
Really?
Certainly. People off themselves all the time. Remember Chad Leventhal, Soph?
Right. He gassed himself to death in his hotel room, didn't he?
Yeah, after he'd written that perfectly smashing novel. It was brilliant, really. No one read it, except for a few.
And then there was Chad Leventhal.
And Livonia Holmes.
And, the Frenchie, Lillian Quade's lover, what was his name?
Bascom Saint-Loup.
Right. And how did he do it?
He threw himself off a bridge, although I can't remember now whether it was the Brooklyn Bridge or that big one in Paris.
Well, hell, Vi, at least you remember that it was a bridge. That's better than I'm doing. And then there was Laramie Potts.
No, dear. He died of an enlarged liver. He drank himself to death.
Well, hell, Vi, that counts.
I'm not sure that it does. Dawn, does it?
Sure. That totally counts. Do you have any more suicide stories?
Whoa! People! People! Try and get transport to Puget Sound! The Sprout is touching down over there, and word is out that the mood-hatted rave shall commence soundwards! Rave on, brothers and sisters! Rave on!
Rave on!
Rave on!
Rave on!
Rave on!
What do you say, Soph? Do you want to go to the rave, if only to get the female orgasm? Hell, let it wash out to sea. I don't want it. I've done what I had to do. Let it float away.
What's that? Oh, Balzac says that he'd like to go. Well, I must admit, I'm sort of curious about this rave. Do you know what an idiot I was about jazz, and I still am. I'd like to see if this raving hooey really swings. What do you say?
Well, sure. Lassie and Carlito want to go. Fancy a fiesta, fellas?
Sí, seguro. El bailando, las estrellas, la luna, la música. ¿Por qué no?
What did he say, Soph? He said, why the hell not? Ask What's-Her-Face if she wants to come. What do you say, Dawn? Do you want to go to the rave?
No! All these lonesome youths are too happy. No one's going to commit suicide tonight.
I don't know why I like you, Dawn. Because you're a perfectly horrid girl. But for some reason I do. Perversity. My last husband, Elliot, he always said that I was perverse. Not perverted, perverse.
Did he commit suicide?
No, he did not.
But hop on in the truck, gal. We know plenty more who did.
Yeah? Will you tell me more suicide stories on the way?
Certainly.
Come on, Harper. Let's go. Maybe we can do a retrospective.
Okay, Donnie, whatever you say.
Anyone who wants to, hop in the back of my truck. We're going to a rave.
Oh, mortal sprout, waft soft the fancy sweet. If there I'll sleep, having finished my quest. Oh, friendly gulls, guide me sweet to the beach you keep. In fugitive sounds, gray arms I'll rest. Now smooth as I glide, let restless Cobain be pried from the moon, released from his reign. No more a king, a fad, or a thing, but lapsed at last in a mortal swoon. If underground you'll sleep and dwell, far beneath earth's hectic hell, so if in life the hounds of fame did bloody your soul, now in death we resurrect your obscurity. Play on, brother, play on, in that garage beneath the foam. Six lattes for a living, and never get a record contract for the rest of eternity. I thank your friendly ghost for sparing me a watery grave by bringing on about this most authenticated rave. Whoa! I'm here capsized. Oh, fine spray, salt haze. Oh, ocean, oh, oh, oh. Rock to sleep the restless prince of plunge. Lull him to peace with periwinkle, mollusk, and sponge. And now, by this capsized ball, I too must doze until the ravers come and pull my toes.
Pa! Scoops! What are you doing here?
I came here to sell moody hats at the rave. They're selling like hotcakes. I think there's a genuine future in them, but, I'm really looking for Jeanette. Have you seen her? What are you doing here?
Well, I just so happen to have something to dig up. I'll fess up to you, Paul. You ain't the FBI?
I promise you, I'm not.
I got a bud in Marion County. He buried some pot money out here. Linda's ex-husband.
You mean Skeeter's dad, the one in Marion Federal Prison?
Yeah, that's the one, Bruce Fry. He buried some money he made smuggling out of here back in 83, and now I've come to undig it, dig, and give it to Linda to give to their son, Ezekiel.
Ezekiel? That's Skeeter.
Huh?
Well, his true name is Ezekiel Christian Fry.
That's right.
But his friends call him Skeeter because he annoys them in a mosquito-type fashion. I love the boy. He's my ward. I took him across the country on the train. We had a blast. You know, it was his idea to start selling the mood hats. He's a real incipient little entrepreneur is what he is. He's a real self-starter. All he needs is a little capital. Hey, fantastic. Where'd you say his inheritance is buried?
For some cosmic fucking reason, if my calculations and my memory serve me correct, which they always do, is buried right there under that sprout.
Female orgasm.
What?
Ever. You want me to help you move it?
No. The hairs on the back of the neck of this old sea dog tell me we better not go moving that thing until we ride out this ray. There's something funky and mysterious, but I don't go messing with that, you know?
You're right. My girlfriend Jeanette was telling me I need to be more spiritually attuned.
Hey, ain't that Jeanette and Lynn coming over the rocks right now?
It is. Quick, let's hide behind this sculpted spasm and see what happens.
Good idea.
Ezekiel! Ezekiel!
No one's here yet. I wonder where Clove is.
She probably wandered off to some cave. Do you think she was a crone in past life, Jeanette?
I think she was something. What magic? And I don't think she's right for Skeeter.
Why not? If she's a witch, I'd be glad to have her in the family. We can take her with us to...
No. A mother and an aunt and the augury crafts are enough. He needs to get away from women like us. It's too incestuous, believe me.
I don't believe you.
Listen, baby sister, your son tried to make out with me once in the back of a cab in New York City, okay?
Cottage, forfend us. Maybe you're right. Maybe Sable is the one. She doesn't even resemble us.
Hey!
Oh, you again. Did you sell any more mood hats?
Thousands.
Oh.
Beautiful night, huh?
Oh, it is. I love the Pacific. It's so calm and yet so seething.
It's pastured and it's so full of rage.
Exactly. You have a nice voice. Reminds me of someone.
Do you want to go for a walk?
Oh, sure. Brenda, I'll be back in a little while.
She told me not to flirt with that guy wearing the suit. And then she flips off with some mood hat cat.
There's the sprout. Where's the clove? There's the sprout. Where's the clove? Excuse me, ma'am. Did you happen to see where the one they call clove went? Ezekiel, there you are. Jeanette and I have been looking all over for you. Where's your little Sable?
I don't know.
Listen, you can't vacillate between little girlfriends like this. You're turning out to be just like Bruce. Now, I've got something heavy to lay on you. I acknowledge that you had a messed up childhood trip, okay?
Gotta go, Mama. Gotta go.
Ezekiel, come back. He's acting strange. He's not acting like himself. What's hexing him? I think I have an uncrossing candle in my purse. There. Please, goddess, uncross my relationship with my son and his relationship with these two girls and Bruce's relationship to him. Just uncross all these cross relationships. Ezekiel!
Clove! Where are you, Clove? Oh my god! Have all my jealous hexings caused her to get all smushed? Clove! There you are! Clove! My ravished soul sister! Strumpet of the high seas! Wake up! It's me, your best friend and fairest cohort, Sable! What's this? Aww, she's snoring most extravagantly. Poor Clover. You're massively depleted, aren't you? Boing, boing, boing. Who wouldn't be? Snore on, raging wench. Snore on. Aww. Pause. I'll trade IDs with her. Well, she naps on the shore, and then I'll hide behind this giant fiendish spore. When Skeeter comes, I'll test his love. Will he choose Sable, or will he choose Clove? Yeah! Clove, girl dude, I'll bury you here with friendly care. You'll be most snuggish thus out of sight, and when you wake up, we won't have to fight. Ta-ta!
Sable! Where in the fuck are ye, my savage save babe? I'm prone to despairing of ever retrieving you. Sable!
Why, Skeeter, you seek my friend?
Whoa. Clove, is that you?
Yeah. It is me, Clove, harlot of the surf.
I fear I'm at a loss for the optimal word at this junket in time. How rare. But at the risk of waxing antique, let me state that it is a marvel to behold you after all these months.
Were you looking for Sable?
I was.
You were?
I am. But I'll righteously carry a tag in your auspicious person.
Aw, is not Sable auspicious?
Sable's delicious. But to mend that observance, let me add that I am your humble servant.
Why, aren't you speaking with love for Sable? Didn't you tell her that?
I told her I was stricken with love for two. Sable, you. Why do you stand so far away?
I want to comprehend your attentions to my friend. It's me, Clove, you met first.
And her I knew, Segundo. Oh. But for you, I nourish the greater thirst.
Alas, but not poor Sable.
Nah, no need, for Sable satiates me most severely, till I'm near disabled.
Take me, Skeeter, I'm yours.
Come closer, then, you're most obscure.
Here I am, your Clove, your love. Now wax all Johnny Depp, unsheathe your sword.
I'm fiended out. I can't, Clove. My mood hat's dizzying me.
Skeeter? Are you tweaked?
Nah. It's just when I hitched across this nation, I landed round Thanksgiving on a reservation, and the elder dude ceremonized me. They scattered hamburger and Marlboros and smoked a ragpipe. And as I slipped down that psychoactivated slope, I looked in a slice of light and I saw my face and yours resembling an echo. I'm fiended, Clove. I can't be your love. This is rare. I want to find Sable.
Come here, Skeeter.
I can't, Clove. You feel too rare. You feel too... You feel most alarmingly familiar and... you feel so luscious and like, Sable.
I am Sable, Skeeter, you scurvy knave!
Whoa! You decepted me, you hoaxish wench! Where's Clove? You slaughtered her?
No, I buried her in the sand over there. Go be with her, wax old Jason Priestley, who gives a care.
Clove? Clove? Roars most fiercely. There's something in her countenance that disequilibrates my unconscious.
Wake her up then. Boing, 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 be all Clove, Clove.
But that disequilibration notwithstanding, Sable, I vouchsafe my heart in your most stable fear.
Realistically?
Without an ounce of mendacity.
You vow to be mine to exclusive access forever and ever?
Yeah, for now.
What?
No, I do. Most devotedly and undubiously, I do. Take my hand. We'll go search out a curvy cave. And there I'll warm you ere we raise.
Rave on.
Rave on.
You're so wild and hairy and unrepressed. You're like those pipeline men I used to run around with in Anchorage when I was a girl. Not like this tight-lipped businessman I've been dealing with.
Oh, you mean that hypocrite CEO? The oil spill guy?
Right. So uncanny how spot on you are. I swear, I think I knew you from another life.
I think so.
You do? You know, ever since I saw you selling the mood hat, this strange thought has been in my mind. Is this the man who'll make me forget Paul Folsom?
And why do you want to forget him?
Because he always betrays me, as all men have always done.
I think I can make you forget him.
Prove it. Show me.
I can make you forget him, Jeannie. because I am him.
Paul, your beard.
I am him, and I've forgotten him. He betrayed me, too. He betrayed the boy from Wenatchee, the boy who loved the green Olympic mountains and the Wenatchee River. I've forgotten him, Jeannie, and I've remembered me. And I will never leave you again.
Paul!
Jean?
I liked you better with a beard.
I'll glue it back on. I'll grow one of my own. I love you, Jeanette.
Oh, Paul.
Mm-hmm. There's a sprout, and where's the clove?
Mm-hmm.
There's a sprout, and where's my clove?
Buzzy bees, buy him a ticket. Passage to the real underground. Now release the thicket. Release the thicket of fans. Release the thicket.
What's that? Who's this snoring seashell? Is it she they call Chloe?
I think it would do me well to wake and that.
Kulo.
Aw, what box? Who's that?
It's me, Skeeter, come to claim your eye.
What am I doing all buried up to my neck in sand? And where are all my clothes? Why do I always end up denuded at the end of my adventures?
Why? There's a fake fur cape here. Will that clothe you?
I'll take it. It smells like sable. Where's that scarless tart? I whiff her. Skeeter? Is that totally you?
Most verily, it is me.
You've altered a tad since that night at the rave. Your voice twinges all tobacco-ish and slithery.
Is that good, or...?
I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. Never mind. Forget it, too complex. I suppose you're all salivating after my best friend and fairest cohort, otherwise known as the poaching paramour, Sable.
Nah, I've got no time for sultry, whispery girls. I want to be the henchman of she who whirls in foamy margins of the sea and hurls herself off needles. She who sews orgasmic seams and sleeps in sand holes, curled and fetal.
Oh, where'd you learn to rhyme like that?
I don't know. You inspire me, I guess. You desire me?
Yes, more than ever. Skeeter.
Close.
Hold it now, no, one hot second, hold it now.
Captain Scoops.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. You recognize me without the beard, that's good. But a little clover now, I gotta tell you something. This Skeeter here is...
Here we are, Sophie. There's your swell female. There it is. I don't care. Let it float away. Where's the rave?
I see some people coming from down the shore. Hello there.
There you are, Ezekiel.
Linda, I'm sorry I was gone so long. Look, I've met a new man, but it's the same old one.
Yep, it's me, Paul. I traded identities with this man.
Well, okay, I guess the game is up here. Well, Linda, it's me, Scoop, see? Without the beard and, I got some news for you from Bruce, but, first I gotta raise an objection, see, I met this little clover here when, she hitched a ride for me on my fishing smack, the Margarita Mama.
Oh, yeah, that was Rob, the cellular phone, the radar detector running from the Coast Guard.
Oh, it's Clover, little darling, set the trap. But anyways, me and Clover here wrapped a whole heap and we bonded real good, and let me tell you, this is one wild, funky little lady. With a whole lot of dreams, and I wish she were my own, but she ain't. And I wish she were the kid of Nick Carnelian, but she ain't. See, we got to rapping, and it turns out I knew her parents from back in the 70s. I knew them real well, you know, and in 78, We had us the last of the cocaine camping trips down near Malibu. And it happened, little Linda Fry here remembers, that her old man, Bruce Fry, balled just about every chick on that camping trip, including Clove's mom, Judy Carnelian.
Wait, this is Judy Carnelian's little accident?
Aww. So, Clove, I hate to break your little heart, but you can't do the sideways samba with old Skeeter here, because he's your half-brother by Bruce Fry.
Oh, God. Sable, girl, dude, at long last.
Clove, oh, Clove, I'm in love with Skeeter. It's so right on. I'm truly in love.
But this is Skeeter.
No, this is Skeeter. That is Job.
Job?
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 Job? Well, I dressed up like Skeeter to seduce Clove, but I now confess. My true name is Job Shannon Sorelli, as in the Bible book. I'm from Texas. I ran away west to look for my fuck-up dad, and also because I heard the rave and pretty stoked, and I'm a raving boy till the day I die. Wait a minute.
Goddesses, fairies, sprites, nymphs, dryads, druids, and we elfin things be with us all. This is Debbie Sorelli's kid from that same cocaine camping trip. Remember, Scoops, you got her pregnant and she moved out to Texas?
Small fucking cosmos, man! I'm your dad, James Scoop Shannon III.
Dad, it's about time. Better late than never, I guess.
But what I don't get is why are me and Job so dapple-ganged and like that?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, because me and Bruce were best friends, you know? We were like brothers, you know? Like soul brothers, so that makes the two of you like soul cousins. And I'm almost like your uncle.
Uncle Scoops.
Nephew Skeet.
Cousin Job. Cousin Skeet.
Brother Skeeter.
Sister Clove.
What?
Never.
And so, sweet day, slip into night, and make this rave so ultra bright, that even Kirk in his pale shroud can pierce the silent Puget Sound. Rest ye, musician fair, brother to us children of flat despair. Rest ye, while we dance, a syntho-pop liquidated trance. Rest ye, suicides and sacrifices, may your mood hats beam a color that entices the very demons from their tanks, waving white flags and giving thanks. Rejoice, make noise, fuck girls, fuck boys, the time for the end has come, let us sing and dance, every last one.
Why must you always speak in verse, dear? Other than that, you're a perfectly pleasant girl. Balzac, fetch me Sammy Tyne's trumpet.
Good poodle.